Good morning, Terry David Mulligan.
Hello there. Hello, boys. Hi, Dave.
Hey.
Hey, nice that you could come in.
Haven't seen you in 12 hours.
You know why we're playing Richard?
Yeah, because it's his birthday.
Liberace. He's the Georgia Peach. He's the king of rock and roll, the one and only Little Richard. It's his birthday.
Yeah, man, it still gives me goosebumps, you know?
You know, for those people who never saw Little Richard live, it would be Izzy's down on Georgia Street. The band would come out and do that riff. Yeah. And they would play it for maybe 5 minutes before Richard walked out on stage. And you could feel the tension build and build. When they finally came out, it was just an explosion. Because come on, where's the piano? Where's Richard? It was fantastic.
Yeah, we played a whole lot of rocking going on and basically played it this morning. And it was a guitar riff. You didn't even hear it was a live version with a guitar in it this morning.
Well, there's 30 different versions.
So good.
All remixed.
Happy birthday, little Richard.
And happy birthday, Kerry Marshall.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw him off last night.
Wonderful dinner at Westfield
down
last
Route
night.
66.
Yeah, very good.
I didn't see you there.
I wasn't invited.
I see.
Even though I tried to get him a job and I went to bat for him. Thanks, Kerry.
Some of the same people who showed up at Jiggy's.
They're all out of work. Yeah, that's really quite fun to watch old men sitting around a table bitching about other radio stations and how boring they are. That's awesome. Count me in for that.
Thank you. Dave and I were talking about U2 last night.
How cool is this?
Yeah.
That they're going to open up their tour, the Innocence and the Experience tour, here in Vancouver. And this goes, they got the two shows on the 14th and 15th of May.
Yeah.
But the thing that I want to get from you is, are they going to be here in Vancouver for a month or so before they launch the tour, or are they going to stick in New York?
I had the same thought, and they're not going to tell us for a while.
Wow. God, I hope so.
Wouldn't that be nice?
See him riding around his bicycle around the sea. Oh, sorry, he won't be doing that.
Here's what I love about this tour. First of all, they're doing double dates so that they can they take it easy on themselves. But they start in Vancouver on May the 14th, 15th, and these are San Jose and all that. They do a couple of nights in Chicago. They only do extended stays, and you can understand this, New York's Madison Square Garden in mid-July for four nights, and four nights in London at 02, and so then they close in Paris. Two nights in Paris.
Nice.
Yeah. So they start in Vancouver for two nights. Paris also gets two nights. This is nice that we helped them out.
We did a Jake Jet. We were loaded up 25 people and headed out to Moncton, New Brunswick to go see U2 at Magnetic Hill. There's 100,000 people there. It's rained for 5 days. There's mud up to your knees. We walk out. I'm going, this is the worst weather I've ever seen. U2 is introed. He comes up and Bono looks to the sky and he went, Moncton, it's time to rock, and the rain stopped. I swear to God, Terry, I just went, he knows God. He is that close to God.
He's just got to get himself better. He's got to get well.
Well, God will fix him.
Right. What a mess.
That's a great tour, Dave.
Oh, it really is. And you know what? What I love about that band is that if they're going to be here for the month before the tour starts, you know they're not going to hold up in a hotel room.
No, they'll come in and do the show. I'm sure they will.
Here?
Yeah, don't you think?
Absolutely, of course. Right. Of course.
All right, I bring you movies, gents. Yep. And that is, what's your password? Never mind.
By the way, did you get the fluffer we sent down today to in the green room? Did you see the fluffer make it over there?
I was in the my dressing room.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay.
All right.
There's a movie called Babadook. Okay. And I want to tell you about this little Babadook. I'm going to tell you about the big movie first that's supposed to be the blockbuster, and that's Serena. It's an epic from Academy Award-winning director Susanna Beer, and two of today's biggest stars, Bradley Cooper, and Jennifer Lawrence. They've all won Academy Awards. How is it possible that this movie sucks so much?
Whoa!
Let's discuss. It's just I'm telling you, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened.
Talk amongst yourself.
But those of you who are looking for that sort of chemistry, that joie de vivre, is not going to happen.
Who directed the movie?
Jennifer Beer.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what's your track record?
Huh?
What's the Bradley Cooper movie with with Clint Eastwood coming. What's
that? Oh, it's American Sniper.
That is supposed to be pretty rocking.
No, he'll be up for an Oscar for that.
I've got Clint on the air next week.
Have
He's
going
to be on the air next week.
Okay.
Yeah, he loves his wine too. Maybe I should put him on the.
Could you?
Well, I could have set it up.
Nice of you do that.
Yeah.
See if you can get Bradley Cooper as well, will you?
Well, I'm going to try and get him as well.
Now the other movie is Babadook. We're talking scary movies. Scary movies. This is a scary movie. For the last couple of years, everybody claims to be the scariest movie ever. This is freaking scary, and it blows all those other scary movies off the screen. And this is first-time director Jennifer Kent, and she takes a whole there's a monster under my kid's bed thing to a whole other level. The Babadook is a character in a book, and it gets uglier by the minute. It gets real by the minute, and they start to play with your mind, which is the best thing about it. And the kid's scared, the mom is scared, everybody's scared, and this dog is freaked out of its mind.
I don't like being scared anymore, Terry, when I go to the movies. I really don't.
Well, some people do, obviously, because...
Dave, do you like to get freaked out?
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, somehow that doesn't surprise me.
Surround sound right in
all
your
I'm
face.
Saying is that the money they spent on meals, feeding meals for the cast and crew for Serena, they made Babadook. And I love that about it, that all of a sudden you can get in there with a small film and beat the big guys at their own game. So those are the two films you want to keep an eye out for. Now, this is a great weekend, actually, to go and see all the other big movies that you missed over the last couple of weeks.
You know what they did yesterday? Wow. They released all the details, or a lot of the details, for the next James Bond. It's called Spectre. Again, Daniel Craig coming back, which we always throw this out. Best Bond ever is...
Craig. Last couple of Daniel Craigs, yeah.
Got to be. I know Sean Connery, I get that. But to me, Daniel Craig, they've taken it to another level.
But they got smarter as filmmakers.
And they got... No, but they brought an edge to it.
Yeah. No, they just got smarter. They didn't... No, they weren't cut out...
You can't compare movies from the 60s to right now. It doesn't work.
Why, Dad?
Well, because, as you say, the production is better, the storyline is better, but you still... Think of Sean Connery back there with the big old hairy chest, bedding all these babes. Nobody did that back in the 60s. Nobody had the cool little toys. Nobody drove an Aston Martin. I go back. I'm a classic guy. I do love Daniel Craig. I've evolved as well, much like the ape has, and do enjoy it. But I still love watching. It's a guilty pleasure for me. I love watching.
Are you a classic guy or a classic rock guy?
I like classic rock guy. Yeah,
really?
I like classic guy. I like watching the old love stories, too. I'm a teddy bear at heart. Yeah.
There is one other movie out there, boys, I want to tell you about. Okay. That is Brett Bunt's Corner Gas.
It's playing for a whole 4 days.
Well, here's the deal. It's going to run for 4 days and maybe even run next weekend. But you will see this on Canadian television on every other channel that we have for the next 100 years. Yeah. They're going to play this over and over and over again because it's great television fodder. It really is. And it's okay on the screen. I mean, if you like a movie based on the bad guy being named Cough Nuts, like a chain of coffee of things, then you're okay with it.
Cough
Nuts. There you go.
Yeah.
So
I like
I'm just
it.
Saying, Corner Gas is out there. And if you're a Corner Gas fan, you're going to love the movie. Simple as that.
Okay.
And it's the last Corner Gas stuff. There's no Corner Gas the musical that I know of.
Have you seen my part in Corner Gas? When I played the... You've seen my part, haven't you?
I have not, no.
Google Bro Jake Corner Gas and watch my four scenes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Waylon Jennings guy. I'm the busker with a guitar. I stayed there for a whole week with these guys. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you're in that little town, and all of a sudden they said, hey, don't take your makeup. Come on. They want to say something to you. And they all applauded. It was really fun.
Dave, what episode were you in?
Yeah, right. all the deleted scenes. Before we get out of here, I know we're running out of time here, and I do want to throw this because
why are we running out of time?
Well, we just do.
Well, who's more important?
But I want to make sure I get this in because I want to get your thoughts on this, okay?
Yeah.
34 years ago today, John Lennon gave his last interview, Rolling Stone, in New York, and then 3 days later he was killed. We're not gonna get a chance to talk to you before the anniversary, all right? The 34th anniversary of his death. Your thoughts about Lennon, what he meant, and his legacy.
Wow. You know, I think you were talking about the last interview. That's the last...
last Rolling Stone.
Right.
And then that was
it. I was in San Francisco at the time, and there was a reporter, interviewed him, got on a plane in New York, flew to San Francisco, and Lennon had died during the flight. He literally was the last thing he did, got on the plane, and he got off the plane and ran the interview on the air. raw, just as it is. So that I heard it on the air, and I went, I can't believe this is happening. Yeah. It had a profound effect on me. To this day, I get teary when I think about John Lennon. I really do, because the possibilities of what that man could have done with the rest of his life were all taken away from us by that little weasel.
And how he healed his life. And he got a lot better as he got older.
Oh,
because he was a bit of a dick when he was, you know.
Well, and Bobby Keys, who died this week.
Oh, 70 years old, Bobby Keys.
When he and Bobby Keys got together.
Yeah, man.
It was a riot.
Brown Sugar, Can't You Hear Me Knockin'?
Yeah.
Bobby Keys, Rolling Stones. That was so good.
Bobby Keys is short. It was Keith Richards who kept him in the band. Because he and Mick weren't getting along. Okay. Okay, so I want to tell you about Tasting Room Radio. Alan Doyle from Great Big Sea has written an incredible book called Where I Belong. Is very good. And then we're going to talk about Bordeaux wines in BC. We're going to start with Osoyos de Rose, and we'll talk to the new winemaker there, Mathieu Mercier. And then the other one, the Grand Vin, $160 a bottle, cases of three. It's called One Faith. Harry McWaters, Dick Cleave, who grew the juice, Bill Louie, who funded the whole thing, and the winemaker Ann Vodder from Napa. So we're going to talk about Bordeaux wines in BC. And one of them I'm pouring for you right now, the wine of the week, is because these are expensive wines, right? I thought I'd bring in a 1995 Bordeaux blend called Character from Hester Creek.
It's got the best pepper finish I've had in about 10 years. Just love it.
That's
absolutely love it.
And it will get better as if I were to
is
leave.
Is that Ann Vodder's wine?
If I were to leave the bottle here, it would even get better.
It is. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, and here is your post. We're at the post. Yeah, sure, we do this. Why wouldn't we do this? Boys? Jake.
You go, man. It's your post.
No, I'm just telling you. Have a great weekend. Dave, see you, buddy. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend.